Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Nashville's home for the Elite Eight, Final Four, and the National Championship. 104.5, The Zone.
Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Clay Travis with us. Outkick the Coverage. He's presented by thehomeloanexpert.com.
Fitting song, leaving Las Vegas. Paul Kuharsky left for Las Vegas. Clay currently in Las Vegas. Hutton, we wish we were leaving for Las Vegas right now, but we're not. We're stuck here in studio in Nashville.
Clay, biggest bet today, which team and why?
Yeah, good question. So my bet today, I tweeted them out. I'm on Ole Miss, Tennessee, dangerously, UVA, and Texas Tech. But my biggest bet is UVA. I think they will come out and just absolutely railroad Gardner Webb after sitting out for a year. I think 30 or 40 points is not off the table. Defensively, they have the ability to shut down an opponent. And I think, you know, they've been waiting for a year to kind of cleanse their soul from the biggest upset in the history of the NCAA tournament. And I think that Gardner Webb is going to be the recipient of a utter beatdown. So it's my biggest bet today out here.
Tony Bennett's going to give like a Russian order, like in Rocky IV, yeah, to Ivan Drago early in that game, and Virginia's just going to unleash hell, and they're going to full court press and run for the first time all year and win by 60.
Yeah, I just don't think that he's going to call the dogs off. I think they want to send a message, and I think in the second round as well. I always think in the NCAA tournament, once you get to the Sweet 16, you can kind of take your breath and step back and realize, you know, where you are and how far you have advanced. And, you know, the season, whether it's fair or foul, I think if you advance outside of this first weekend, you can't be that upset with your season because you can see the Final Four from there. Yes, you want to get to the Final Four, but to me, a Sweet 16 is a successful season. It may not be a great season, may not live up to everything that you had hoped. Certainly there, that would be the case with, say, Tennessee and Kentucky this year. But it's hard to be like, man, that season sucked. Whereas if you lose, certainly on the opening round or in the day before the Sweet 16 on the Saturday or Sunday, that's a tough one to get over. And I think, for instance, Tennessee, which plays today, that way that they lost to Mount St. Mary's is still lingering kind of in their mind. And I think once you get to the Sweet 16, you kind of take a breath and you say, okay, let's get these matchups set. Let's play as well as we can. But till you get there, there's oftentimes, I think, a lot of tension.
So news coming down this morning, Clay, Vanderbilt and Malcolm Turner firing Bryce Drew and moving on. What were your initial thoughts when you saw that? I know a lot of people surprised because that's typically not the way Vanderbilt has done business in the past. It clearly is a new era on West End.
Well, I don't think it's just a new era on West End. I think the pressure has gotten ratcheted up on SEC men's basketball coaches. You got, back in the day, Andy Kennedy and Kevin Stallings were great examples of guys who got to coach forever, even though overall their results were pretty mediocre. And I think that's because the expectations in football were so high. And I think we talked about this before, that if you transferred a Andy Kennedy to football, you know, he would have lasted like 3 or 4 years. Instead, I mean, you can look it up. I don't know, what did he last, 12, 14, 15? It seemed like he was in Oxford forever. And the same thing I think is true of Vanderbilt with Kevin Stallings. Now, you know, I know that Derek Mason has not necessarily been an incredible home run hitter as a Vanderbilt football coach, but the expectations I think for Vanderbilt football have always been lower than they have been for pretty much any other football program. But I mean, I think if you look at what happened to Kennedy at Texas A&M, Avery Johnson out at Alabama, and now you've got Bryce Drew out at Vanderbilt, I think there is a significant movement where the sort of the status quo and mediocrity is not going to be accepted in years ahead. And I think part of that is, by the way, all the money rolling into SEC athletic programs. They can only spend so much on football, and I think the overall coaching quality in the SEC has improved a great deal. Conference went 4-0 yesterday, got seven teams into the NCAA tournament. We'll see how the three today, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and whoever else is out there that I'm forgetting right now, will manage today. But I think in general, I guess it's Mississippi State. I think in general, the SEC basketball is on an upswing, and I think that the reason why coaches are getting fired is mediocrity is not being accepted anymore.
Clay, you generally put your money behind how you think in sports these days. I'm curious, when the brackets were released and you saw Tennessee, what level of this tournament, how far do you think in their advancing is a smart play with the money versus, it's kind of dicey that I'm probably going to lose this bet. Are you betting them to the Final Four, Elite Eight, Sweet 16? Like, where does your confidence actually start and stop?
Well, I want to see, first of all, how they look today, right, against Colgate with a lot of days off since that really disappointing performance against Auburn in the SEC title game. But, I mean, the minute the brackets came out, I wasn't happy about Cincinnati. So I think that's going to be a brutally tough game for Tennessee. I mean, I think if you go back in time, if you remember a while back, I mean, it's probably been 7, 8, 9, 10 years almost, when Tennessee got Butler in the second round as a 2 seed, and they just had an absolute war with Butler to advance to the Sweet 16. I think if Cincinnati wins, that is going to be a knockdown, drag-out, physical, brutal battle to get to the Sweet 16. So, again, I think Tennessee is a lot like Virginia. If you get to the Sweet 16, I think they'll win their Sweet 16 game, and I think they will be playing UVA in the Elite Eight. And I think Tennessee actually matches up pretty well with UVA. I think the thing you like about Tennessee's bracket, if you are just looking at the region itself, is there's no small, really athletic, outside shooting teams. Like, it would terrify me if Tennessee, say, had this matchup with Wofford that Kentucky has, right, where there's just going to be quick guards on the outside that are popping threes all the time, and the team shoots 40%, because I think that's Tennessee's weakness all year. They are more of a traditional basketball-style program with Kyle Alexander and certainly with Grant Williams, you know, kind of a big team. But when smaller teams that can kind of go 4 or 5 wide get with them, they don't necessarily match up very well. I think the guard depth is not necessarily outstanding. And so I think Rick Barnes struggles to go, let's say, 4 guards with Grant Williams down low. I just don't think they rotate that well outside. So, all that breaking down, I don't think either Cincinnati or Iowa, if that's the opponent next round, has that kind of talent that you worry about. I don't think Purdue does, and certainly I don't think Colgate will get to them in that same way today. So I don't think UVA has that either. So I think you can make a case for Tennessee to be in the Elite Eight against Virginia, probably be a 3 or 4 point underdog in that game, and we'll see. I'd like to think at that point in time, Tennessee fans could fill up Louisville and that Yum Center and try to root Tennessee, kind of will Tennessee on into the Final Four for the first time ever. I think it would be for Grant Williams, who may be leaving, and certainly Admiral Schofield, who is. I think it would be a kind of an unbelievable capstone to the season to make a first ever Final Four run.
Clay, appreciate you taking the time to join us from out in Vegas. And every time you come on with us, it's presented by the Home Loan Expert, and we know how Ryan Kelly can help people out there. How can he help our listeners?
Well, spring has sprung, and if you have the opportunity right now, it makes complete sense to go out and get pre-qualified, be ready and on your way to make sure that you get the best possible deal you can, and have your mortgage taken care of. It's intimidating to apply for a mortgage, especially if you haven't done it before. I know the first time I bought a place in Nashville, I had no idea what I was doing when I walked into a bank. It's nerve-wracking. It's overwhelming. It's oftentimes, and most of the time, the biggest purchase that anybody will make for their entire lives. And so it can feel intimidating, but you know what? It takes 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com to get pre-qualified. You know how competitive the bidding war can be for different homes in different neighborhoods all over the city of Nashville. Make sure that you are in the best spot you can be. Pre-qualified, go out, visit those homes, impress your family, and be ready to make an offer and know that that money is there to back you up. Go to thehomeloanexpert.com today.
Clay Travis has been our guest. Big thanks to him for joining us. You can check out his coverage, outkick.com, the website.
Titans fans, mark your calendars for Thursday, April 18th. John McClain presents In the Evening with Amy Adams Strunk. Join Team Hutton 104.5 for an exclusive night with the controlling owner of your Tennessee Titans 1 week before the NFL Draft. Thursday, April 18th at the Bell Tower on 4th Avenue. All proceeds benefit the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. John McClain presents An Evening with Amy Adams Strunk. Tickets are available now at 104.5thezone.com.